Joining us now is Michael Brown, Undersecretary for Emergency Preparedness and Response and head of FEMA. Mr. Brown, on a very busy day, thank you for taking time out to talk with us.
My pleasure.
At one point, Isabel was churning across the Atlantic at a Category 5. It was downgraded, thankfully, and so the damage was not as great as it could have been, but I guess that's little comfort to someone who's lost a loved one or a home or who has a tree sprawled across their roof. How extensive was the damage?
Well, first of all, I think that the way you describe it is perfect. It was downgraded. The damage wasn't as extensive as we expected. But for those who have lost power, who have lost their home, or even worse, have become stranded, out on the Cape somewhere or anywhere in the tidewaters of Virginia, North Carolina, the damage is still very significant. My main concern right now is the flooding and the lack of power. Most people who die or are injured in hurricanes die in the aftermath.
And the question of power, I guess 4.5 million homes and businesses without power. In the wake of the blackout, I guess this does raise questions about the vulnerability of our electrical system, our electrical grid.
Well, it raises those questions, but more importantly, and what I try to focus on, is the preparedness of individual citizens. And my main concern is using examples like the hurricane or the blackout to really try to convince individuals that they should do those things of preparing a kit, knowing what they're going to do in the event of a blackout or any kind of incident. You know, the worst thing we can have is, after an incident occurs, is for people then to go, oh my gosh, what should I be doing? They should think about those things before it occurs.
FEMA is now part of the Department of Homeland Security and now has, I guess, competing responsibilities, not only to prepare for natural disasters, but also to reduce the risk of terror. Do you have enough money, I guess, to cover both of these responsibilities? Are you concerned about handling all those applications, sending out inspectors at a time when there has been a reorganization within the agency?
No, I'm not concerned about the money at all. And I guess I would differ with you a little bit, too, in that I don't think they are competing interests. The federal response plan and the way we respond to disasters is essentially the same. Now, of course, we use different kinds of resources. We use different kinds of communications equipment or something. But the way we do business is the same regardless of the incident.
The hurricane has passed, but those who are in the storm's path are certainly not out of danger. What are your primary concerns now in the next 24 to 48 hours as we go into the weekend?
Is that people don't get complacent. I mean, the good thing about Isabel is that she moved very, very quickly. The bad thing about her is that she packed an awful lot of moisture. So what we're going to see in the next 24 hours is that the rainfall north and west of us, those rivers will begin to fill, and that water will begin to move southward into the tributaries to go into the Atlantic Ocean. At the same time, at 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll have high tide again, and the convergence of those waters will cause many rivers to overflow and exceed their banks or to cause inland flooding. And so we may have blue skies, it may be a beautiful day, yet we may still have a lot of flash flooding and flooding that can cause death and injury.
Mr. Brown, thank you very much.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Michael Brown is Undersecretary for Emergency Preparedness and Response. He's also the head of FEMA.